they say can be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what.
We kick off hour number three of the program. All phone calls are brought to you on the Big Orange Philly phone lines. Check out Big Orange Phillies in Halls, Maynardville Pike. Lunch, dinner, hang out. Tell me you heard about them right here on Fan Run Radio. Proud sponsors of our phone lines here. 865-546-8200. Keep them open for another segment or two. Up first this hour, we have Roberto on the horn. What's up, Roberto? You're on Three and Out.
Good morning, gents.
Good morning, hey, bud.
It's great to hear you back on the airwaves.
Thanks,
really,
bud.
It is, man.
Good to be back.
I didn't know I'd miss you until I missed you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good to have levity. When Hickman's in studio, you got to have, like, multiple levities going on. Love that guy. But he was right, by the way. Hickman was always right about Joe Milton. I can't believe it. But here we are. He's right. Guy's pretty average. Right?
Which it will be fun to see in the Orange Bowl just how well
he does
do.
He's playing a great defense.
Yeah. I mean, it'll give you a good idea of what to expect next year.
It'll give you a good idea of what to expect next year, and the expectation may be that he won't be playing. True or untrue, gents?
I think he starts.
Really?
I mean,
what if I told you the staff likes Taven Jackson equally, if not more?
Really? I'd be surprised. Well, maybe not surprised. I just haven't seen that yet.
Now, with Golish gone, that may change. Hint, hint. But take that for what it's worth.
Interesting.
I think you can, with the team built the way it is and the way Milton is, he has been throwing the balls over the middle a lot better this season, but he just hasn't had to make those throws in stressful situations. So that's that's what's unknown.
And that's the team with the pulse.
Yeah, and that's what he'll get to do in the bowl game. And he won't have to worry about, in the Clemson game, he's not going to have to worry about, a short rope or anything.
Because he's all we got, really.
Yeah, I mean, Maybe that'll help. I don't know. I think he's always just going to be a lower completion percentage guy.
Sorry.
You know,
Jackson not be healthy by then, guys? I thought he was going to be back by the bowl game.
Well, he might be, but it's not like you've seen much from him. It's not like Joe Milton. I don't think he's going to be looking over his shoulder like, oh crap, I can't overthrow one ball or Taven Jackson's coming in. You know.
Moreover, what I'm saying is, will they be able to utilize him without the worry of we're going to end up at Gaston Moore before we know it if we run him outside the pocket? That's where I'm getting. Because if Joe can utilize his legs and QB power straight up the middle, we have a good chance. I mean, that's what we didn't really do against Vanderbilt that I wanted to see. Guys, I mean, how freaking Tennessee is it that we finally get our revenge match? I've been waiting a decade and a half for this game, because my best friend is a huge Clemson fan. He rubs it in every freaking year that they're better than we are. And then they find their damn quarterback 3 weeks before they play us. And it's pretty clear. I mean, it's been pretty clear since he came in, and I think it was the Notre Dame game that he was the guy. But they finally figure it out. They basically commit to ukulele on the sideline. And then, you know, their defense is still elite, and they're not going to have many opt-outs because they don't have many, frankly, they don't have many draft-eligible guys. They're a pretty young team. I don't like this matchup at all now. If we had Hendon Hooker, I think we'd win by 15 or 20 points. I'm serious, but I don't know. Our defense is terrible. You know, Nate, you were talking about the opt-outs in the secondary earlier. Yeah, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe we should just put some wide receivers back there who aren't getting much action. It might actually work out better at this point. Who knows? But it's really frustrating as a Tennessee fan because, I mean, I don't give us much of a shot. I mean, it says we're only 3-point dogs even with Milton, but I think we're easily a touchdown dog because their defense will be second best we faced this year. Would you guys agree with that? Behind Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably fair.
And we already know that Joe Milton's somewhat limited, unless you can take the top off the defense. I heard Tillman isn't playing. Have you guys heard anything about Hyatt?
No.
No.
I imagine we'll get that news fairly quickly, though.
Yeah. Well, we need to go out and get the kid from Missouri, which I think is happening. And we've got to hammer the portal for defensive players. Guys, thanks for the time. Nice to see the basketball balls terminate somebody like they're supposed to. And it's funny how when a player says, Coach, I'm going to be better coming off the bench, and you bring him off the bench, he's a wholly different player. I'll keep saying it. That one's on regular season, Rick. See ya.
Wake Forest hung 45 on Clemson. That thing, I think it did go to overtime, right?
That was a Wake Forest team.
It was a double overtime.
That was still invested in the season, though, with a star quarterback who was healthy. And
what are you saying we're not invested?
I'm just saying. I mean, Wake Forest.
Talking about their defense.
Right? Wake Forest when they played Clemson is a lot different. It's a lot different than the Wake Forest team now.
You know something that I was thinking about over the rivalry weekend.
No.
So there's some analytics out there that have basically shown that, especially now with the way teams can throw the football, that like 2nd and 10 used to be a rundown, especially if you're talking NFL terms. NFL is an easier game to study because it's so finite number of teams, players.
They're
much closer in terms of talent and all that. Well, in 2nd and 10, it used to be, well, let's probably just run the ball in 2nd and 10. That way we can get in 3rd and 6, 3rd and 5, whatever.
Yeah.
If we have a successful run play or even semi-successful. Well, the newer analytics are like, that makes no sense. On 2nd and 10, like, you have a much better chance of picking up the first down by throwing it twice.
Yes.
If you think about it just from the standpoint of, I'm going to throw it 11 yards. If I catch it, I have the first down. And boil it down, it's like, well, throwing and completing a pass once, one out of two times at 11 yards is better odds than running it one time where you're going to get most of the time some yardage between, let's say, -1 and -5 or -6, and then still having to complete a pass. You're not going to run it on 3rd and 4, typically. And if you do, you're really risking not picking up the first down anyway, unless you're going to go for it on 4th. But basically, the odds say, like, 2nd and 10 should be a pass down. Like, if you haven't gained anything on first down, you're basically committing to throwing the ball twice on 2nd and 3rd to pick up the first down. Obviously, you can, you know, I guess you could throw it short and end up in 3rd and inches on 3rd down, whatever, and then the playbook's back open. But the most refreshing thing, I think, as we head into next year and the year after, is that, you know, Josh Heupel's not one of those guys that is going to lose a football game because he's stuck to the run game too much. And as we head into a Clemson game where...
We do run the football very, very well, but yes, I agree with you.
I watched teams over the championship weekend just run the ball futilely for no apparent reason, except that they just want to be able to run the ball. And it reminded me of Kentucky this year. When they came out with, well, this offense isn't built to score points. I mean, they pretty much said that.
We're not going to score 50 a game.
And
how about 6?
I started thinking as some of the coaching carousel stuff was heating up. I was like, if I was an athletic director, what's the first kind of box I would want checked as a head coach? The first one would be, I want a coach whose philosophy is to score a lot of points. Score points on every drive. Like, score points.
That's literally what we said when Scangarillo said that. Your job is not to prepare someone for the NFL. You coach in the college game. You are supposed to score points.
And his point about there being less possessions or whatever, like, that's a different argument. You know, during the Vanderbilt game, they had the little graphic of how many possessions Tennessee thinks they're going to get and how Alex Golish likes to kind of predict how the game's going to go. That way he can make either more aggressive or slightly more conservative play calls as possessions are coming up. It's okay if you don't go fast and you have less possessions than Tennessee does, but if I was hiring a coach, the first thing I wanted to know is, Coach, how are you going to score points? What's your philosophy on how you're scoring, you know, that you're going to score, how many possessions you're going to have. Because as some of these teams just played terrible offense, I just look back at Tennessee and I'm like, look, yeah, did we lose to South Carolina? Sure. Was that a big disappointment? Sure. But at least we're trying to play the game in a way that makes sense for 2022, for 2023.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are trying to score on every possession. And sure, it has its cons, just like it has its pros. But as Tennessee prepares for Clemson, a team that stuffs the run, I don't have to worry about if the running game's not working that well, Josh Heupel not
mm-hmm.
throwing the ball enough. This whole, I think a lot of coaches make decisions that don't ultimately make the most sense on how to win the game. They make a lot of decisions that they can justify in a press conference. They make a lot of decisions that kind of go to an old school way of thinking that a lot of times isn't what's best for their football team.
No, it's so they can have an excuse and a talk your way out of it in the press conference. Yeah,
well,
I agree
we want
you.
To stay committed to the running game.
Oh yeah, he did. That sounds good. And if not anymore.
And if it works, then it sounds great. But if it, mm-hmm. you know, there's times to stay committed to the running game if it has a high likelihood of working, but if you can throw the ball over somebody because their run defense is stout, then that's what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
And use the pass game to then open up the run game. I mean, if you burn Clemson on a couple big plays and then they end up going double high safety, you know, the rest of the game, and then you're able to run the ball well, like, that's a fine way to run the ball too. So it'll be interesting to see the chess match, because I do feel like Clemson's defense is obviously their strength and Tennessee's offense is obviously their strength. It's strength on strength in this matchup coming up.
So really it'll come down to our defense versus their offense. Good.
Yeah, a little bit. Oh, great.
Good.
Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage ads now.
You did that to yourself, buddy.
I know. I clicked on the little link to go to their website on the bowl write-up.
What a confusing name.
Maybe we can get them to cut the check.
I guess it kind of works. I mean, you search it up, now you're getting ads. They're making money.
I mean, I'm sure, you know, you could use it for stuff. I'm sure it's remote.
Hot,
you know,
cloud. Why is the cloud hot?
I don't know. I mean, usually you want your
cloud. When you're a cloud guy.
Usually you want your cloud storage, you know, nice and cooled down, right? You don't want it hot, like overheating, losing
right.
data.
That's what
stuff.
I'm thinking.
I guess it's working for them. Maybe it's kind of an all like a opposite name, you know, like like Tiny Richardson, you know.
Yeah, because he was not
right.
Tiny,
not tiny. You know. More Hour Three next.
Great point.
Well, Chris and I both survived another week in the NFL. And one of the things we love about betting the NFL, there's always new players, game props. And while college football's regular season, conference championships have winded down. Not many games until, I guess you got Army-Navy this week, then you got the bowls coming up. But right now, you still have the NFL rolling along tonight. Monday Night Football, you can build out your own same-game parlay. It's Hickman's boy, Tom Brady.
Blech. Goat.
Against the Saints and Alvin Kamara. You got to go over, under, passing yards, rushing yards, all kind of stuff there in the same game parlay. Over, under for points. And we love the FanDuel Sportsbook app. There's live betting, too. If as you're watching the game, you can get in on the action. You get your money fast when you win. FanDuel pays your winnings as fast as anyone in the business. Odds, boosts, and specials always there, so check back often on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Longtime sponsors of Fan Run Radio. Use our promo code 3OUT when you sign up. That's 3OUT on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 and older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issues, non-withdrawable free bets expire 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. You're not excited about this big NFC South matchup?
It'll be a big rock fight. Tom Brady, historically not very good against the Saints. They got a lot of bad blood. Could be entertaining. I mean, it's Monday Night Football. I'm going to watch it.
I don't even know if I'll be able to watch it.
Why? What do you got going on a Monday at 8 o'clock?
I don't want to watch bad football tonight.
But it's Tom Brady.
Isn't this for first place?
Probably.
The 4-8 Saints and the 5-6 Bucks. I mean, this
what a horrible division.
Yeah.
The rest of the league better hope the Saints win, because you don't want to let Tom Brady in the playoffs if you can keep him out.
Yeah, they've really started clicking lately.
The Falcons are 5-8, and the Panthers are 4-8 also. So the Bucks actually have a game and a half lead over the Falcons right now.
Yes.
In the NFC
Let's
South.
Go.
At 5-6.
Hey, if they get in, he's got just as good a shot as anybody else does in the league.
I don't think that's right.
I think
that
it's
is
right.
Absolutely not true.
Just keep doubting, guys. Keep doubting.
I mean, I guess every game is 50-50. Something like that.
It wasn't that long ago we were making fun of the NFC East for all their bad teams, and now look at them now.
Mm.
The Commanders, 7-5 in last place.
Taylor Heinicke, balling.
7-5-1, actually.
How about the Titans? They suck.
What are you
Eagles,
doing?
11-1.
Yeah, the Eagles are really good, Hickman.
Yeah, the Titans would be really good if they only had to play divisional games.
Man, well, their division sucks, too.
How'd the Titans feel about A.J. Brown yesterday? He had like 9 for 120.
They torched him, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Didn't the Titans score a touchdown with Traylon Burks on their first possession and decided not to do anything after?
He got knocked out.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Like literally unconscious for a second.
I picked him up in fantasy. I didn't start.
The only reason he hung on to the ball is because they had that weird thing that happens where your arms go up.
Yeah.
And it was like caught in between his arms.
It was scary.
He didn't move for like 25 seconds. Then they come back from break and he's at least moving his legs, Hickman. You should show some respect. He gave his all.
I was complimenting the guy. I was just curious because I literally picked him up, saw he had a touchdown on their first possession, didn't do anything else.
Who did you have in NFL Eliminator this week, Hickman?
Shut up, Chris.
Well, okay, curious.
He's dead. Not
he's
actually.
Not, he's not dead.
But he looks it.
That was bad.
Like smack his head on the ground.
I think it was the initial contact to the face.
Hmm.
Did you see that?
Mm-mm. I missed that.
They didn't show that on the plane?
No.
That's sad. Sorry. Do you want to go over the final standings from our weekly picks in college football?
Sure. I don't think I was very good at that.
Nate, I love you, but you were awful.
Did you win?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you brought this up.
I would have done this anyway. We have to go over this.
Yeah, we have to.
Housekeeping.
Tell them who got the preseason picks right.
I'll get to there. Goodness gracious.
Wait. I thought that's what we were talking about. You're talking about the gambling picks.
Yeah, this is our week.
That's what I was really bad at.
Weekly gambling picks. Nate, fourth place, 33-51-1.
What a season.
Third place, Brett, 35-49-1.
Yikes.
Second place, Adam, 39-45-1.
Also Brett.
Nice.
Yep.
And in first place, 42-42-1.
Only slightly down.
Jason Garrett.
Dead even, baby. 500.
Congratulations, Chris.
Thank you.
Hey, congrats to all of us for the
final SEC Survivor Week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Undefeated.
That was big.
Missouri, baby.
Yes, Nate texted me.
Oh, my gosh. They tried to give that a game away like five times. They scored a touchdown. I walked into the back. Came back, and they were kicking a field goal on the same drive. I'm like, what happened? I guess it was a holding penalty or something.
That was a good game.
All right, now for the preseason picks.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Man, I went 12-2.
In last place, me. 111-57. I got 66% of the wins right. I had 10 bonus points for a total of 121. Second to last place. Nate, 120-48.
That's pretty good.
71.43%, 10 bonus points for a total of 130.
That gets you a raise a lot of schools.
Yes, it does.
Raise an extension.
True that.
Where did Cincinnati call you?
Daniel, right here in the middle, 121.47. That's 72.02% correct. 10 bonus points for a total of 131. In second place, Brett, 124.44. 73.81%. Oh. Eight
first
bonus points.
Yeah.
First year ever watching sports. That's a good point. And in first place.
He didn't know if you block a field goal and run it back, you get a touchdown.
Yeah, Sonny Dykes.
He's more of a soccer guy, I think.
Yeah. We can just skip over first place. It doesn't matter.
No, who got first place, Chris?
What was his record, though?
128-40, 76.19%, 10 bonus points.
That's Hall of Fame right there, boys. If that's my career, I'm in the Hall of Fame. Did I do anything that would stand out, like, I don't know, like maybe picking like a mid-tier SEC team to get every game right? Did I do that any? Because I know we all got Georgia right, but like,
I didn't.
Was there any team who would have been picked to perfection by one of us that maybe would be pretty impressive if it were to happen, Chris?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you positive?
Mm-hmm.
I got Ole Miss's schedule 100%, Nate. Not to brag or anything.
Congratulations. 100% on Ole Miss.
Ooh. Wow.
Are you serious?
What?
I thought I had the East pretty close, but the freaking Florida Gators screwed me over.
Okay. How so?
Well, I had them coming in, you know, third. I was thinking, I was like, oh, I think I got the South Carolina, Kentucky, Missouri order all right. And I was like, yeah, but because Florida's out of place, it messed all those teams up.
Sunbelt Billy going to get it done down there?
No.
I don't know, man.
That guy sucks.
I know we talked about it before the show, but in the playoff draft, each of us has one team in the playoff.
I mean, mm-hmm. You couldn't have scripted a better finish.
I have TCU, so I'm going to lose. Nate has Georgia, so he's going to win. That's pretty much it. Adam, you have Michigan. And Brett got Ohio State. Congratulations to Nate. I don't see Georgia losing.
No, I'm not shaking yet.
What? Shaking your hand for a guy? No, come on.
That's bad juju. I can't have that.
You want Georgia to win a national championship?
So it's Nate versus Brett.
Not really. I'll take TCU.
Yeah, good. Congratulations.
I hope you win it.
Congratulations on your victory.
I'll probably be pulling for TCU
Nate
this whole way.
Nate versus Brett. Houston versus Hickman.
I like my odds going against Houston this week.
Yeah? Well, it's not this week. You got to wait a month.
31st.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
No, we go against each other every week. It's okay.
Let's see how our power rankings are doing. Everybody had the Bills at number one. That's pretty good. Brett and I had the Rams. Not so good.
Yeah, it's bad.
Didn't all of us have somewhere?
No, they might have Rams somewhere in there. But Chiefs have been – Packers have been another suck team that people thought might be good. And if you had the Bucks anywhere
– We all did.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
They're still going to the playoff, boys.
My Super Bowl sleeper is the Eagles, I think.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good pick.
That's not even a sleeper. They're the best team.
I know. Well, he picked them
before the season. That's pretty good.
Yeah, no one else picked the Eagles anywhere. He had them as a Super Bowl sleeper. Now, they are the best team in the NFL right now, but that's a good pick by him.
You know who sucks?
The Raiders.
They beat the Chargers last night.
Oh, did they win? Okay, good.
The Chargers are trash. They're not worth it.
I had them as the best team in the league.
They're not, but
I had the Chargers number one.
Which, I mean, everything adds up on paper for the Chargers.
No, I didn't. I had them fifth. I'm sorry. I had the Bills at one.
It is fun to do it, and then you're like, oh, gosh.
I will say, though, shout out to Josh Palmer, at least. I mean, they're starting to really utilize him. He had 7 catches for 60 yards last night.
How bad was the Lamar Jackson injury? I didn't see that.
They just said knee, right?
Knee, but he went out in the first quarter and didn't come back.
I think they're saying
week to week.
Yeah, it's going to be a while, but they're hoping that, but not done for the season is what they're hoping.
Jimmy G, done for the season.
Did he sign his extension like the week before, Lamar Jackson?
He hadn't done anything yet.
I didn't think he'd signed it yet.
Who am I thinking of?
He's his own agent.
It's his mom.
I thought somebody signed a contract extension.
And they got hurt?
Week. No, just a quarterback. But maybe it was just that he – I don't know.
Tua got hurt.
Yeah, Garoppolo.
Garoppolo's out for the
year. Stafford's done for the year.
Stafford is too, yep.
Which means Cup's done for the year. Which means
he was already done for the year.
Not exactly.
Did he get tightrope surgery?
Aaron Donald's probably going to be done for the year. He had a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, I mean, if you play for the Rams, you should just be done for the year. They're done for. It's
their
over.
Backup quarterbacks are terrible.
How wild is the portal going to be in college coming up? I mean, they're talking about it being like the NFL free agency on steroids.
Did you see by Saturday how many kids had entered the portal?
I saw that stat about how many had been able to announce where they're going or something. They're like 1% of how many kids is it?
It's like 550. Well, a lot of them haven't been able to announce where they're going. The window opens today. But if you were a grad transfer, you could go ahead and pick your place. That's why McNamara could say, I'm going to Iowa, but some kids can't officially announce until today. So I believe it starts today.
Okay.
I just hate it for the kids who are going to get in there and never find a spot.
They're just trapped in the portal forever.
It's a downside of the portal.
Nate, we talked about what position we would go after. What are your feelings you would go for? I think Houston might have said linebacker.
Said linebacker and get a good receiver.
Get a good receiver.
I think we all agreed on tight end if you could find one.
I mean, I said corner and running back.
Yeah, I need secondary help for sure.
And quarterback too, yeah.
Defensive end would be nice.
Have we just named all the positions on
pretty
the football
much,
field?
Yeah. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.
Punter, place kicker.
Hour 3 continues. The segment brought to you by Blue Water Climate Control. Check them out online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. It's Knoxville's number one HVAC company. You can make an appointment online at bluewaterclimatecontrol.com. Tell them you heard about them right here on Fan Run Radio.
Nate, do you want to know the top 20 of the net rankings so far in college basketball?
Yeah, let's compare that to the KenPom. Fire away. Who's number one?
Houston.
Also Houston on the KenPom.
Really?
8-0, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Number two, UConn.
They're fourth here, okay.
Number three, Purdue.
All right, they're six.
Number four. From the SEC, the University of Tennessee.
Really? Okay. They're three here.
Four. Three?
There. Yeah. They're four there?
Four.
Okay. What is this the net ranking for?
Well, this is what the NCAA selection committee uses to seed teams.
RPI, but they switched it to net?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
It's got a bunch of quad one, quad two.
What are you
quad
doing
three
back
stuff
there?
Imagine if we'd have beaten Colorado, man.
Oh, basketball.
We'd be number one all this stuff.
We'd be number one, maybe number one in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Five, Mississippi State. Six, Maryland.
It just got weird. I can't find Mississippi State on here. They're 26.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
Sam Houston at seven, Alabama eight, Virginia nine, Indiana 10.
Okay.
Other notables. Tennessee will play Texas later in the year. They are 12.
That's scary.
Kansas is 18. Duke is 17. All now right. You know.
Okay.
I think Carolina lost again yesterday, and they were preseason one.
North Carolina is 5-4.
Yeah, they've lost four in a row.
They won their first five and then lost four in a row. Iowa State, Alabama, Indiana, Virginia Tech.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Can't explain that. They have an injury or something?
They're just not good. No, they're just not good. Their first five games were UNC Wilmington, Charleston, Gardner.
Well, they
weren't
good early in the year last year, and then they just got to the tournament and caught on fire.
Portland. Yeah, they were like a 9 or 10 seed or something.
Because remember, Davey was guaranteeing us that they would not make the tournament.
Mm.
And they made the title game.
Yep.
Nate, are you going to go to the Tennessee inventory sale on December 12th? You can buy jerseys, cleats, shoes, and helmets, but they're only going to be the traditional white helmets.
Oh, man. Can't get one of these cool black helmets. Orange helmets. They're not going to move those orange helmets out of here?
Yeah.
They probably should.
Take those to the Orange Bowl.
We're the away team in the Orange Bowl. How do you feel about that?
Makes sense. We're not a conference champion.
Is that how they do it? I thought they just alternated every year. Yeah.
Like by conference, like, hey, SEC's home team 1 year, ACC's the next.
But it's not always the SEC in the Orange Bowl.
Is it because it's good ACC point. Champion that goes to the Orange Bowl?
Could be.
Aren't we ranked higher?
Yes. Significantly.
Huh. Maybe they should have a coin flip.
Or maybe they did it by miles apart from college campus to Miami.
Maybe they went with the team with the least amount of personal fouls, you know, like the soccer card thing that Mexico and Poland were about to be called in.
Yeah.
Distance to the stadium was the best you could come up with?
I don't know.
Okay, let's think this through, though. Clemson's I think that works. I mean, we go Stormtrooper, and they go just traditional orange helmets, orange jerseys.
How Clemson would it be if they wore the purple uniform?
Ooh, I hope they do.
For the Orange Bowl.
What if we wore smoky gray?
And they were purple.
We can't. We're away.
We get permission.
You can go purple against smoky gray.
They go hilarious. All purple. They're we like, go gray.
If they went all orange, I guess we could probably go smoky gray and pull that off.
They bled.
What if they go all orange and we go dark mode?
Halloween again.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool.
I think they should go all orange. We'll go all white. Let's just call it a day.
Yeah.
Boring.
Or orange on orange.
Both teams all orange.
And let's paint the field orange like Boise State blue field.
I've actually seen some drawings of that. It didn't look that bad. It actually looks better orange than it does Boise State blue.
Yeah.
Like I can the whole see that. Field?
Did you see the soccer player hide behind the pole in his all white uniform against, I think, Portugal like the and then ball. Sneak out behind him? And
Oh, and he almost scored.
Yeah, he should have scored.
Didn't Portugal. He slip?
Yeah,
he slipped coming around to steal it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So Clemson University is 11 hours and 8 minutes away from Miami, Florida.
Thank you.
Knoxville, Tennessee is 12 hours and 37 minutes.
Oh, they edged us out.
We can't rule it out that's how they determine who's going to be the home team.
I think we can use a Legionnaire, though. I think we fly straight to Miami.
I know they did. I made that flight once.
Allegiant, very underrated airline.
the problem is you can only fly on certain days.
Yeah, I think they're properly rated.
Very inconsistent as well.
No, I actually really enjoyed it.
I know people that got basically left in Orlando because the flight coming back just didn't happen.
Very cozy cabin.
It just didn't happen?
They just canceled the whole thing. Cabin. There wasn't another one, but like you said, until like the next Thursday. So they had to
Isn't that what Frontier does? It's like every other day. So like if you miss your flight, it's like, sorry, you're stuck in the Denver airport for 24 hours.
But that's the coziest cabin temperature I've ever had on a plane was when I flew Allegiant.
I've never heard anyone talk about the cabin temperature. Like, that's great.
Yeah, you can adjust the little air vent there.
Oh,
he didn't need to. It was perfect.
Yeah. Delta, though, they'll sweat you out of there.
Sweat you out of
there. I do hate a hot flight. I mean, hate.
Like you gotta. Sick.
Yeah, I feel sick.
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta go like shorts and a t-shirt, and then bring a something.
Shorts
to put
on a plane? What are you raising a barn? What do you wear flip flops too? Just prop the feet up.
I feel like you dress to where you're going, right?
Dress for success.
Depends. I mean,
I'm just saying. I always have like a. Like
of course, it's a long flight.
I guess quarter zip, at least. Or
I really want to take
Nate's. Nate's just on these planes like Dale Griffith.
I really want to go to Antarctica now because I've been following this girl's journey.
What did you just say?
Antarctica.
It's like Brian Kelly saying Atlanta. Did y'all talk about that?
Atlanta.
There's this girl who I've been following on TikTok. She's currently making the voyage over there now.
In Antarctica.
Yeah. I think you leave from Venezuela, hop on a boat and head south.
Ship. Yes, south is the correct direction.
Go
I'll give
Drake's
you that.
Passage.
Yeah,
pretty cool looking.
Then what do you do once you're there?
I don't know. I mean,
freeze to death?
No. They went on like a little kayak tour. Mm. She got to do like a polar plunge out there. They let them all jump off.
That
the
does
ship.
Sound a lot of fun. I mean, man, that'd be great, right?
They get the
20-degree salt water.
They get to climb up on top of icebergs, which we talked last week, or was that the week before, about
be
that one that flipped.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that video? Did we show you that?
I'm the one that brought it up.
But did you see the video?
Yeah.
Okay, I couldn't remember if we found it before you left or not.
Like the movie Cool Runnings. They, like, come from Jamaica for the first time.
The bobsledders.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Watched it on Lock-In.
Another good John Candy movie.
Yep.
You know who? Did you know who I said when I said Del Griffith?
No.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. When he gets on the plane, he takes his socks off. He's like, oh, yeah, my dogs were barking. And then he's just, like, waving his sock in the air. Did you see that they're releasing, like, an hour and a half or something of bonus footage that they filmed for that movie and didn't use?
Yeah, that was the one. There was some movie. I remember thinking, I saw some movie where they were like, there's all this extra.
There's one he's eating a chili dog and smoking a cigarette at the same time. I'm like, God, John Candy's so funny.
SEC Survivor Punishment.
You can go to hell.
Championship, I guess.
The championship.
That's how you celebrate.
If you go winless throughout the season, you get your
smoke a cigarette. And
eat a chili dog. At
the same
time. A fan of chili dogs. Chili burgers are better in my mind.
Hickman, you would eat dog poop on a bun. You do not get to say that you don't like chili dogs. I've seen you eat.
You'll eat anything.
Not a big fan of chili dogs. Well, pickled eggs.
Wendy's actually has the best food item out there right now.
What is it?
So they have their chicken. They have their chicken parmesan sandwich, but.
Wendy's or Burger King?
Wendy's.
Okay.
If you don't want the chicken parmesan sandwich, you can add the chicken parmesan patty to a hamburger, and it's awesome. You get the marinara sauce, the chicken, you get the patty, you get like the melted cheese, you get – oh, it's awesome. It's incredible. It goes great with their new peppermint frosty.
Was that the one you ate in the car while driving?
No.
Chicken parmesan burger with a peppermint frosty.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
Final segment of the program.
Oh, I've got the pricing list for this gear giveaway. Not a giveaway.
Oh, yeah.
Sale.
Sale. Uh-huh. Anything good?
Compression apparel, $10. T-shirts, $10. Shorts, $10. Slides, $10.
Slides might not be bad.
Hats and headwear, $10.
What's the
you
money
really
going
to buy used compression gear?
No, not all used. It might just be stuff they didn't use.
Just never gave out.
Practice jerseys, $20. Polos, $20. Mm-hmm. That's a steal, folks.
It is.
Let's see. You can get backpacks and duffel bags for $30. Cleats, $30.
Okay.
But shoes are $50. Game pants, $30. Game balls with the power tee on them, $100.
That's kind of cool for your man cave, decoration.
I think that's more than the football costs, though.
What? But how much?
$100. Aren't they like $75 for the? But they are. They have the orange power tee on them. So
yeah.
A game jersey, $100, and if you want a football helmet, a white home helmet, $300.
Boring. What does the money go to?
Danny White's bonus? I don't know.
New offense coordinator.
they called me and asked for money the other day.
Really?
That's kind of their job. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. What they do. They ask for money.
So did you say cleats or shoes or both?
Both.
Cleats were 20, shoes were 50. Mm-hmm. Cleats were dang it, Brett.
No, sorry.
Almost 30, almost 50, your fault. I think.
I had just clicked off of it.
I think I'd
cleats 30, shoes 50.
Obviously, I don't need football cleats.
They do not have a breakdown of sizes. They said they have sizes in everything from small to 4X.
Okay.
So go get lucky.
Where can
where
did you
go
say
to
this is going to be? Where?
On the indoor football facility.
Oh, okay. Cool.
At the 50-yard line.
50-yard.
5 to 7 p.m. December 12th.
Place going to be packed. They better prepare.
So next Monday.
Parking available in G3, G4, G5-30, and G16. No word on if refreshments will be made available.
Or if any players would be there.
Would you go if you were a player?
Maybe.
Hell no.
Maybe a low-end player. Don't get to sign autographs very often.
Where no one recognizes you, you're just out there seeing it?
What if Hendon just...
No, you just wear all your gear, and that way people mob you, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm a star, baby. I haven't played all
year. Yeah, lucky me. I'm a star getting to sign all these autographs. Wow. What a treat.
Unless we want attention.
I thought maybe you'd want to go over there. You want to go together?
I think I'm good.
You don't want a Tennessee helmet?
Where's it
at? I guess we already have one.
Yeah, we already have one.
Can you
right
trade
there.
In?
The indoor facility.
Yeah,
trade in.
Can we upgrade?
Hey, I got this one. It doesn't fit. I need a different one.
Yeah. Do you have a receipt, sir?
Sir, this is from 1974. Well, it was in the pile.
It doesn't fit my head.
Yeah. It's worth more, actually.
It's true.
We should get two helmets for that one.
That's when we were good.
Look at that face mask. They don't make them like that anymore, man.
That's true.
Hey, it's kind of making a comeback. I've seen some
that's
people
like
with that
mask.
Lately.
Yeah. That's the one where you're like, you're the fourth string wide receiver and they don't have any left without the piece down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Golly. Look like a fullback.
What's wrong with a fullback?
Nothing. If you're a fullback, but if you're a wide receiver, it's kind of annoying.
Don't besmirch the fullback.
I'm not.
Love a good fullback. Mike Allstott.
We need a new tight end, H-back, fullback, new Fant package.
Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Hi,